The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalucho, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabalucho. In the course of last week, some of the information that hit the financial market is that the Securities and Exchange Commission, as we speak now, has issued regulations on the management or overseeing of cryptocurrency and other digital assets. Of course, I'm very sure that you will have read much about this, but we're going to be looking at it in our own way. What it entails, what it means for the general market, what it means for you and for me, and what you should be doing. Let me tell you this. There are different formats of information in the media. There are such platforms that will just inform you. Sometimes you get to gather some information, but you don't know what to do about them. But what we do is not just to inform, but to analyze in such a way that you will be able to take steps, because our goal is not just to inform you, but to educate you. But when I say educate, I'm not saying you are ignorant. This is the way it works. Malam, Gabra Krufi is in the house. Aruna is in the house. Malam has been in the market for 30 years. Aruna has been in the market for more than 15 years. Sometimes when you see us argue, what we are trying to do is, my understanding of market is being presented. Malam's understanding of the market is being presented. Aruna's understanding of the market is being presented. When we put that together, even after the presentation, we would, as we walk out of the studio, we still come to term and agree. And at the end, we will see that this fellow is actually right. This your argument, you are not really right. So when you know, and what we say conforms to what you already know, it only goes to confirm what you already know as the authentic fact. And where what you know differs with what we know or what we say, it becomes an opportunity for you to review what you think you know. Because again, when it comes to knowledge of any issue at all, it is not concentrated in just only one man or only one person. We don't claim to be too know, but one fact remains. What I know, you cannot take it away from me. I know what I know. Okay, I will go on a short break. When I return, it will be a session between Malam Garba Krufi, Aruna Kibira, and myself. We will first take the time to analyze the market so that we can create time to do other things. Don't change this channel. You will also help me call a family member, call a friend, call somebody you are trying to mentor, call somebody you are trying to introduce investment to. Let them tune in right now. I will be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Welcome back. So please now join me in welcoming Malam Garba Krufi. Malam Garba Krufi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of APT Securities and Funds Limited. APT Securities and Funds Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Malam, you are welcome.
You are welcome.
Also, join me in welcoming Haruna Kibira. Haruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Haruna, you are welcome. The President Muhammadu Buhari signs health insurance bill into law. We are bringing this in to inform you so that you can actually partake of this. This new bill repeals the National Health Insurance Scheme Act, which has been in existence since 2004. The new law makes provisions for the setup of a trust fund. What is the essence of the trust fund? To ensure the coverage of 83 million poor Nigerians who cannot afford to pay premiums as recommended by the Lancet Nigeria Commission. Now, Aruna, what are they trying to say here so that someone that can just, who is not so lettered, but can hear you, can get to see you? This is Lagos Television. They control the masses in Lagos and even in Nigeria. What this scheme, this bill, what does it entail?
You know, I think what happened is that the setting up of the National Health Insurance Scheme was a pool of funds where the government tries as much as possible to make healthcare affordable to the grassroots by forming health management organizations. You know exactly that if you register with any health management organization, the what you are going to pay will take you for a very long time, irrespective of how often you get to the hospital. I think what they are saying here, that there's going to be a transfer that those that cannot pay premium, those that cannot afford the payment from the health management organization will also be catered for. It's a matter of trying to make sure that they deploy health services even to the grassroots.
We will still take the time to tell you how you can partake of these schemes. Later, somebody will come and say that President Buhari is doing nothing. The one he has done, how well have you positioned yourself to partake of it? I don't blame any government. That is the truth. I don't blame governor. I don't blame anybody. Why? There's nobody. We are Nigerians. There's no. If Jesus Christ comes to rule this country, we will complain. This one, we will try and do our own part in making you to understand it, how you can partake, sir, which is what we will focus on next week by the grace of God. But madam, let me put this question to you. This HMO of, I think, health management organizations, why are our existing insurance companies not taking full benefit on it? I just take it as a subsidiary or as a part of their business.
You see, the problem is that this is a business. Today, I know the HMO run by some of the banks that if you subscribe to it, in the event of sickness, they can even bring a helicopter and take you to London and treat you. So HMO is the come to stay globally. I was in Saudi Arabia. The same, if you are going for Umrah or Hajj, you must pay for this insurance. So the scheme is good. But even the poor man that they are saying to assist, the poor man must register with HMO. Because if you are not there, you are not there. Go to Ghana now. Anybody that has HMO, go to hospital and get a peer treatment, because it is obvious to the government the general hospital cannot take care of everybody.
Now, why is it that our existing insurance companies, many of them are just there and we are not seeing improved activities?
Let me tell you, you need to go back to the basic. Our insurance started as private. When they tried to become public, they tried to do WAYO, and that's what killed them. And now they are all at 20 kobo. So they have to recover, get out of it, and do the needful. And by the time they do the needful, they will be in charge.
Malam has just preached a message. Don't do WAYO. If you do WAYO, it will kill you. All right? Let's stop it at that. We look at this. The Securities and Exchange Commission issues regulations on cryptocurrency and other digital assets. We have just a few minutes to touch on this because we have less than 5 minutes to go, actually. Operators will be categorized in or as digital asset offering platforms, that is DAOPs, digital asset custodians, DACs, virtual asset service providers, VASPs, and digital assets exchange. That is to say, you can even become like an exchange for a cryptocurrency. According to the release by the Securities and Exchange Commission, digital assets offering platforms will file and pay an application fee, that is to become an operator kind of, 100,000 naira processing naira, that is for the application form, then processing fee of 300,000 naira, and a registration fee of 30 million naira, minimum paid up capital of 500 million, and will be required to provide a current fidelity bond covering 25% of the minimum paid up capital. Sponsored individuals will also pay 100 million naira. Now we can say that cryptocurrency has come to stay in Nigeria. Malam.
Well, I held DG SEC and the entire management of SEC because it's good for the management and the regulator to be proactive. Globally, Nigeria is number three in terms of trading cryptocurrency. We have over 13 million Nigerians that today trading cryptocurrency. Can you ignore this?
13 million.
13 million.
But so how many those of us that are trading the stock market, are we up to that?
We are not even up to half a million. 13 million Nigerians are trading cryptocurrency. And therefore, we are number three. India is number one because they have over 100 million. US have about 27 million. The next is Nigerians with 13 million. Central Africa, they were the first to legalize this cryptocurrency in Africa. But today, go to South Africa, go to Kenya, go to Egypt. They are all there. So Nigeria, we cannot claim to be a leader and be lagging. So it's good that the regulators take the proactive measures, and it's a good development for our Nigerian economy, and it is good for the youth. Because go and check who trade cryptocurrency. Most of them, they are under 30. They have nothing to do. They go to the cryptocurrency and they trade and they make money. With this devaluation of Naira, what do? You go to cryptocurrency. So for me, the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, I held them for being proactive. Despite the warning by the CBN to the bank that they should not handle this. Yes, this is not their business. It's the business of the capital market. SEC is the FX regulator of digital asset. And therefore, they have done the needful.
We'll hand off because Shegun is already telling me we have just 2 minutes more. What impact do you think this will make on
I think there was a need to put sanity in this cryptocurrency. And you know what is to be a sponsored individual of SEC? You have to go to Alagbo and get your vitals captured. So what it has just made is that the way for it was free for all and was not even be administered and traded by the scrupulous people will be faded away, which means that it's now a good, a veritable means of investment that anybody can go into.
And with the amount I'm getting to here, Malam, I'm very sure, just like some capital market operators, got into PFAs, this is an opportunity for them again to expand their scope, isn't it?
Yes, if we are ready for that, but do we have that capital? What does it
take? At the end of the day, now suggests that
the broker dealer is 300 million. Now they are talking 500 million for cryptocurrency. The beauty of it, all those quack will just pace away and let us get the real people doing the real business.
Go to YouTube. Then write StocksWatch, StocksWatch. Please, right now, do it right now. And subscribe so that anytime we post on YouTube, you can actually stay connected. I need you to do it for me right now. That will show that you are a friend. StocksWatch, StocksWatch. Go on our website, stocksnj.com. And you will see all this there. I want to say a very big thank you to you, Malam, for coming.
Thank you.
Aruna.
Thank you for always having me.
You for staying tuned. My team, you are the best. Until next week when we shall be coming your way again. I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.